It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Today is Saturday, the 3rd of December, the 338th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, which means you only have 27 days to get your New Year's resolutions into the Sound Kitchen. I'll cook up a tasty dish with your ingredients to celebrate the New Year, which you'll be served in grand style on the New Year's Eve show. There'll even be a special guest cook to help out. And if your resolution gets pulled out of the hat, you'll find an RFI USB key in your mailbox from the Sound Kitchen. So put on your thinking caps, examine your consciousnesses, and get out your pencils.
Taso aurai Susan's B, the Sound Kitchen program ki Radio France International Sara.
Aha! Surprised you with that one, didn't I? The language you heard is Pashto, and the voice belongs to one remarkable young woman from Pakistan, Golale Ismail, one of four young women who put together an organization called Aware Girls. Aware Girls works to strengthen the leadership capacity of young women and girls so that they can be agents of social change in their communities. Golale and her three friends founded Aware Girls when they were teenagers, and 14 years later, their organization is still going strong. Aware Girls is active in the northwest and tribal areas of Pakistan, and Golale was here in Paris for a very special acknowledgement for all their good work. The Jacques Chirac Foundation awarded Aware Girls its prize for the prevention of conflict. She was congratulated by no less than French President François Hollande. Not bad, eh? Golale Ismail was kind enough to stop by RFI to talk to us about Aware Girls. I was proud to meet her.
So, Aware Girls is a young woman-led organization. It is based in the northwest of Pakistan, a town known as Peshawar. And in Aware Girls, we work on strengthening leadership skills of young women so that they can act as agents of change in their own lives. They can claim their own rights. They can speak up for their own rights. And also that they can act as agents of change in their communities so that they can change the norms and values which perpetuates discrimination, which restricts women access to information, women access to decision making, or women's access to their human rights. And we also work on creating an enabling environment, an environment where young women can exercise their human rights. Because if you want a world where young women are empowered, then you also need legislative measures. You need institutions for protection of women's rights. So we also work on creating that enabling environment. And one of the most important work that we do, and for which we have received the award, I think, is the work we do on peace building. We work on countering violent extremism in Pakistan, which means that we are working on preventing young people from joining militant organizations, from joining violent groups. We are working on promoting peace activism among young people, because if we want to prevent young people from joining militant organizations, or we want to take out oxygen from the militancy and militant ideology, then we have to keep young people in the center, because young people are the largest population. And we also focus a lot on including women in peace-building processes, because we cannot achieve if we exclude women from the equation of peace. So we work on making sure that young women and girls are part of the journey towards peace-building process.
If you want to know more about Golale Ismail's organization, it's very easy. Just type Aware Girls into your browser and their website pops right up.
आप सुन रहे हैं सोजन ओविंसबी को साउंड किचन के साथ.
And that was Golale again, this time speaking Urdu. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new RFI club, the Golden Eagles Club in Keralam, India. The president of the RFI Golden Eagles Club is Muhammad Shamim S., who's also a contributor to this Sound Kitchen cookbook. He has a tasty recipe in the cookbook for halwa bread.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Welcome, Muhammad Shamim, and all the Golden Eagles. Why don't you create an official RFI Listeners Club in your community? Or how about transforming your existing radio club into an RFI listeners club? There are 36 English language RFI clubs, and I think we need to get that number up. The French have about 120. Let's show the French just how involved listeners to the English language service are. When you have an official RFI club, anytime you plan special events, be they humanitarian, cultural, or sports-oriented, if you want to host an environmental program or a day dedicated to health issues, RFI will help you with ideas and free promotional items for your members. If you're interested in either changing your radio club into an RFI club, or if you'd like to create a brand new RFI club, write me and let me know. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 29th of October, I asked you a fact checker question, a what's the truth question about Donald Trump and his corporate bankruptcies. I asked you to tell me how many times Trump has filed bankruptcy for his businesses. The answer is 6. The U.S. president-elect Donald Trump has filed corporate bankruptcy 6 times. Here they are. Number 1 in 1991 for the Trump Taj Mahal Casino in Atlantic City. Numbers 2 and 3 in 1992 for the Trump's Castle Casino and the Trump Plaza Casino, both in Atlantic City. Number 4 also in 1992 for the Trump Plaza Hotel in New York City. Number 5 in 2004 for the Trump Hotels and Casinos Resorts Corporation. And number 6 in 2009 for the Trump Entertainment Resorts. The winners are Grandpapa Royce Crampton from Oak Park, Illinois in the U.S. How's that, grandbaby Royce? From Banjul, the Gambia, Fansu Bolongjane is a winner this week, as are two RFI Listeners Club members, Dr. D.W. Nabi from Middlesex in the UK, and M. Ganison from Goa, India. Last but not least, Sherifan Islam Nitu from the RFI Amur fan club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh. Hearty congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz is about a report you heard last week on RFI, and if you missed it, you can find it on the RFI English website under Features International Report. Journalist Don Duncan reported on a Tunisian NGO called Aswed Nise, which means Women's Voices in Arabic. The organization trains women in political skills, debating, writing budgets, how to canvass, through a series of year-long, once-a-month workshops. In the report, Duncan tells us how many Tunisian women are in this year's class, and that's the question. How many women are in this year's Aswed Nise class in Tunis, honing up on their political skills? You'll find the answer by listening to Don Duncan's international report on Aswed Nise on the RFI English website. You have until the 2nd of January to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 7th of January to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Vous dansez, mademoiselle?
Sacré français!
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Sacré français. Je ne suis pas sacré croyant.